Begin the Karan Dav, Masech the Shabbos, the Vitzali Dav, begin the Amid Alf. Begin with the Maskel that begins the words of the Gemara, but Plukt Rebuyach Mishlakish, and this is dependent on the Machlegish of Rebuyach and Mishlakish. Tez can explain that the intent of the Gemara to explain Ravashi according to those opinions, it's not really saying that that's what we're depending on is Machlegish, not Gemara of Sheshin Ravashi, which Harashi explains it, in the Machlegish of Rebuyach and Mishlakish. That is, the Gemara brought from Ravashi, they were learned regarding whoever carries out a food item that has a share of itzah in a vessel, and he needs a vessel, it's kind of also on the vessel. How is that possible? Why is two ches seisachil behalem echad? And that, the Gemara answered, Tuma, where he was in error regarding both of them, not like the first answer of Sheshes, but he first became aware on the shkog of one of them, and then he subsequently became aware on the shkog of the other one. Ah, that's why you have two chatois, and the Gemara says that's dependent on the machlekes of Yechon and Shlakish. Shteis explains, Pirsh, what it means to say is, Chayv shtei chatois to Rabbi Yechon. According to Rabbi Yechon, you're going to be liable for two carbon chatois, because you're not liable, you became aware of one of them, and then subsequently became aware of the other one. The idea is, machalkes, like we learned in the final, the differences of awarenesses subsequently, they separate for kind of liabilities. With Lishlakish, but this is where Tais is different than Rashi. He says, according to him, it's going to have to be Achash and Escapard, not Dilal Achim. According to him, the case has to be where you first became atoned with one of them and then you became aware of the other one. That's where we're going to have Kaparis and Machalkis. Now that stands in contrast to Apirish Hakuntras. Rashi explains that the Gemara's intent is to explain why didn't Rav Sheshes say like Rav Ashi, and that's included because he holds like Lishlakish. Well, that's just taste in the other read. That doesn't seem to be correct to the read. Because in the heat, the less love shesh yidiz machal, because although he doesn't hold that yidiz a machalik, that's Rabbi Yechnon, kamokim yamin benoidla lo echad b'shkvakibah, but you can still say in the interpretation of both of them being shkagas, where one of them have an atonement, and then you got the idea of the other one, the kapol l'kulam machalikis, according to everyone, even Rish Lakish, atonement is going to differentiate, and therefore Taisa does not like that to say that the machalik is Rav Sheshes and Rav Ashi isn't the machalik to be Yechnon Rish Lakish. Rather, in Rav Ashi, that's going to depend if you hold the Kabir and Shlakish regarding exactly the parameters of his answer. Kabir says Gemara begins words the Gemara Shachayim Neses Asma because a living thing carries itself. Just going to explain why would that make you Potter? That is, we brought from Nussin that if someone carries an animal or a bird, it's going to be Potter because it carries itself. So he says Timal Ri, it's a one to the Ri. Lama Potter, why would that make the person carrying it exempt? The Imishim Shachayim Mekalasma, if it's because the living creature makes itself lighter, so it carries somewhat of itself. But even if it be even lighter than that, it doesn't make a difference. Chayv, the person who's carrying would still be liable. Who cares that the animal is making it lighter? And the imushim dishnayim shasu b'turn if it's because it's like two people carrying it, because it's the person and the chefta and the object, the animal carrying the animal itself. But it says Taisi that would be like the category of one who could do it himself and the one who cannot do it himself. Because the one who's being carried cannot carry itself, obviously, without someone else carrying it. Yet the one who's carrying it can carry it even if it would be dead. So that type of a case, we said, according to everyone, the one who carries Gemi Chayiv. Why is the element of a Chayiv Atzmai going to make the one who carries it be exempt? So that's the taste of Emri, it says, the Mishkan Gemin. The reason is because we don't know the Malachas, it's from the Mishkan. They didn't carry a living creature. And that's the element of Chayiv Atzmai. Because the Tachash, which is a unique creature in the times of the Midbar and the Ram, they went by the foot. They didn't carry it. The Chalazin and the snail of the Chalazin, they would squeeze out the blood right away before it died. Because the Tachash says, the common is the Shema, the more soul it has, the more it's better, the die should be stronger. And therefore, you don't find anywhere in the Mishkan that they carried a living animal. That's the concept. Now, if it didn't carry itself, so then, okay, we would say, who cares? It's still exactly, it doesn't make a difference, a chair or a table or whatever. But here, together with the fact that we didn't have it carrying an animal in the Mishkan, that's why we say you're going to be potter for carrying an animal. Then he says, the Matzah begins towards the Gemara, but for a living person, then the Rabban agree to Rav Nasan. They only disagree by him, but by a person, they agree that the person is going to be potter who's carrying it because the person that's being carried carries himself. So it's going to explain, you have to differentiate between an adult and a minor, and even the minor between a baby and the child that's not like a baby. Because Taisa says, tame, it's a wonder. The Barish Neitel, Mashma, the Gemara later on, the Kufim Malvin Beis, it sounds like the Pleganami, other than that, the Machlek is the Rabban even disagree by a person. Because they're coming up at Tinnik when it's talking about regarding carrying a child. It says, a Rava Krib Nasan spirit. Hold the Krib Nasan. What do you mean? Krib Nasan, the Rabban hold also by a person, a Chai Nesisatma. So by the Rashba, gives the following answer. He says, oh, there's the cotton there. It's a little child. Kibahima dummy, that's like an animal. The Bishabinapshi also stiffens himself. So therefore, that's not like a person. A person will mean an adult, they agree. But by a child, there they disagree, like they disagree regarding an animal. Problem is, however, difficult to us because the Perek Mefan, the Gemara later on, Tanya learned the Braisim. You could go ahead and push, help to move a wild animal, a bird in the court. Not in the public domain. Now, but Ba'isha, she could like push, help along her child in the public domain. Now, Pirshas B'Kodesh, Rashi B'Dei explains, because the behemoth B'Shas Ram, why an animal B'Shas Ram, not because Shem Yigbe in the Lord, you might come to lift it up from the ground, and then violating carrying. V'stamak Rabban and Rab Nassim, because we're going like the Rabban and Rab Nassim, who hold that there is a chiyav for carrying an animal B'Shas Ram. Because the Mechaibah, they hold that you're going to be liable when you carry a living creature. Abnav, regarding her child, that we do let you be Medad and Shazarabim. Because Inam Imagrili, even if you lift up the child, there's no prohibition. Because Haba Adam, the Rabbanan, the Chayin Esatzme, because the Rabbanan agree by a human being that he carries himself. So you see that even a little kid is nice Esatzme, not like the way the Rashba answered that by a child that's like an animal. That takes a sense of Shema, maybe Ahud Perg Naito, Ari Batinik Ben Yaitmai. That's to my child that's a day old. There he doesn't help at all, there he's going to be like the animal. But when he's a little older, where he does help, that maybe would be like the adult of Chayin Esatzmai, and therefore there the Rabbanu would agree that you're going to be part. The next says the Master begins words the Gemara Besusam Yuchel Oifes. We're talking about a horse that's designated for birds. Chazim explained that because Rabbanu and Ben Beseir they disagree by all horses. Now the Gemara answered that this Rabbanu says the Ben Beseir that permits you to sell a horse to a non-Jew is like Rabbanu. And so he said that specifically by a horse that's designated for birds, because the Ben Beseir Mat Besus this that Ben Beseir permits you to sell a horse. But Chalas Susim coming, he doesn't differentiate regarding all horses, even the one that's designated for bird. Rabbanu is the Chalas Susim. Rabbanu says forbidden in all horses. Mishum Susim Yochel Oifes because of the bird that's designated for birds. Because the Chacham Besusim, the sages did not differentiate between the horses, and since there's a horse that could do a malacha that's forbidden on Shabbos regarding how they hold regarding birds, so therefore they said all horses are going to be forbidden. The Master says, yes, where do we find this? How do we find a horse that's designated for bird? That's Susid Debei V'Yadin. So I just going to explain what was their custom regarding having a horse made for birds. Where Pirush Rav, Rabbeinu Chanan explains, Shkintzei Yod Be'Oifes, because the bird hunters would be Manichan Alein Oifes Shalehen, they would bring their own birds, Shetzadim and Oifes Achem, that they would help to catch the other birds. That was a horse designated for birds, because the Tesla explains, in Lefash Be'Oifes Hanit Soidin, don't say that the horse would be designated for the caught spoils that they would catch of the birds, the birds that were caught would be on the horses, because the obviously be catching those birds, they would be tied up. But Amr v'Samach, and the Gemara tells us later on, the Moed of Nosim Makavish, Rav Nosim agrees when it's bound up, that you don't say Chayin Nesis Atzmai. So obviously, if we're talking about here, that Chayin Nesis Atzmai, according to Rav Nosim, it's obviously not birds that are tied up, but rather the birds that are trained, and therefore they stay on by themselves on top of the horse. Then it says the Master that begins with the Gemara, but the Hani Parsoi, but what's with the Persians? So it's going to explain that it's obvious that Rav Nosim permit to sell it to the Persians because, as Tais explains, he doesn't differentiate. He says, yeah, you could sell to the non-Jews, and he's not differentiating between Persians and other non-Jews. So obviously it sounds like that you're allowed to sell them to the Persians, even though it's going to be doing the malacha that's forbidden on Shabbos, where they're carrying a tied-on person, which are the Persians. And therefore that was the Gemara's question, that you should make the gzeira, that maybe they can come to lend it or to rent to them, or why you allowed it, why saying Ben Beseir is the same as Rav Nosim, that you're allowed to sell all horses to all people, which would include the Persians, which that's like Kafis, which is said officially Rav Nosim agrees to. Next says, Rav says, begins with the Gemara, as a mace b'mita, if you carried a dead person in a bed, so chayiv, you're going to be liable. Which actually, this text belongs really in the Mishnah, on the Tzadik Gimel on base, which place comes to explain that from here is we have the famous opinion of Bermuda, that malacha shen tzich leguf yigin michayiv. Says Tais, near the read, it seems to the read. The malacha kimla mechal duch, that this is the source from where we know in all places, that we quote many times this Masech, and Shas, the Isla, Rabbi Yehuda holds, malacha shen tzich leguf yichayiv aleo, a malacha that's not necessary for the thing itself, you're going to be liable. What do we see over here? Because the Mishnah, Tam Kamal, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. Here we have Rabbi Shimon, who is disagreeing with the Tam Kamal. We presume that's Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Hidalel, just like the Gemara previously brought, where Zayin Yochel, Zayin Yochel, we have the opinion holds if either one cannot carry it and they carry it together, the Tam Kamal, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, where we find, as we find, Kedmuch, but Gemara, the Gemara proves that that's Tam Kamal, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. So you're also in the Tam Kamal, Rabbi Shimon, of holds that Malach Shem Zugu Begim Chayim, that's Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rashbam, he actually said to Yesh Lehevim and Nan Le'el, you could bring the proof and the source for Yehuda's opinion from the Mishnah on the Avtali Menach. You read the Rashbam, he says, Afa Meitzi Misham Shabbat, also someone that carries out the attending vessels of idolatry, where you're going to be chayiv, and to have malacha shenzich leguf, and that's something that's you don't really need out there. You just don't want it over here, or that's the way Rashi says it. We'll see Taisa's opinion in the next Taisa. But be that as may, that's malacha shenzich leguf, and still you're going to be chayiv. So that's the that's a different source for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of being chayiv malacha shenzich leguf. Next Taisa, the Master begins the words of Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Peiter. Shimon says that you're going to be exempt. Which Taisa comes to explain what is this malacha shenzich leguf. Which this is always going in the Mishnah. Shimon said you can be exempt if you carry out a dead person in a bed on Shabbos. And the reason Rabbi Shimon is, because the malacha shenzuch legufa. Taisa says, nearly it appears to the Ri, the malacha shenzuch legufa kari, what's considered a malacha that you don't need for itself? That's kesha'is malacha. When you do a malacha, you don't need that malacha, the way it was necessitated in the Mishkan. Rather, you need it for some other purpose. Because Taisa explains, because the necessity that is used in the Mishkan, who gufa malacha b'sharsha, that is the actual forbidden work, and that's its source. And since it's not being used as it was exactly in the Mishkan, so if it's going to be mutter according to Rabbi Shimon, says Taisa lefiza also kuli shapis. So based on this, actually all the sources that we find Rabbi Shimon all fit into this category. A categorical interpretation of the Reed, which as we'll see, that's why he disagrees with Rashi. So we have one famous case of Reb Shimon that he taught us on this. We're going to carry out a dead person, which we say in our Mishnah. And it's a mess, you don't need the dead person. Whereas in the Mishkan, when they would carry out things, they needed the objects that were taken to point B. So therefore, it's not like it was in the Mishkan. Our Mishnah later on, if you capture a snake that it shouldn't bite, again, in the tzarchel nachash, you don't need to capture the snake. You don't need the snake. You just don't want it to bite. Over the Mishkan, the tzichah, the tachash, the chalazin. But in the Mishkan, when they would do capture, would be the tachash and the chalazin that they needed. What they call umapis morsa halacha also over there in kavzayin. When you pop a pimple, lahitzi lecham zikasai to get rid of the pus that's inside that's harming him. They ain't oimid lahachnis avel lahitzi lecham tama, and it's not meant to get the ear to come into the hole that you made and to let out the pus constantly. So Ava Bishwanas the Pesakom, although it creates a bona fide opening in the person's skin, Shari Rola Haknas Laitzim Hoytzach, that you could take in and out in that hole if you need to, but that's not comparable to the openings that they made in Mishkan. Shari Undali Ka'la Haknas Laitzim, any opening that they made, which was for Baina, was meant to bring in and out. And here, since it wasn't done for that, they're going to be potter. Now, Avalas Laped, David Mishkan, but that's what Taisa says. If let's say your intention is to make an opening like it wasn't in Mishkan, then you're right, then you'll be Chayyab. Another case of Arigas Amazikin also brought up with end of Kavzai. To kill harmful creatures is also Malacha Shin Sikh Lagufa, because in Sarkham you don't need them. You just don't want them to be harming. But Mishkan, in the Mishkan, they needed the hides of the rams that were slaughtered. And therefore, we're not going to be chayef in the Tilos Neshama in this case of killing the Mazik. But Chayefa Guma, let's say you're digging a pit. The Ein Tzarch El Afar, you only need the earth. You don't need the pit, which was brought previously in the Ein Gomel Beis. It's also Malacha Shin Sikh Lagufa, because if in Mishkan, it's Chich and Linites, they, when they would make a pit, they needed it for the pit itself, or the Dabach, or for something else, but not just for the earth. And again, therefore, that's not like it was in the Mishkan. The Zav that goes out on Shabbos for kiss with his pouch, that's by his male member, Shalit, and the Vokalib, that it shouldn't make his garment soiled, it's also in Sikh Lagufa. He doesn't need the pouch. And Vafin Limnus Reisim, and Taisa explains, even if you're using it to count how many emissions he has, or in the kim, or to see that it makes sure he's clean, the tzarchik is that he needs a patch, no, you don't have to carry it out, because it would be sufficient to be said in one place. So if, again, it's not like it was in the Mishkan, where they needed it to point B. So to Mechabig Achel, the Shleizug Baram, more previously, that Ben Bezim Manap, where you extinguish a good call that people in the public shouldn't get harmed. Or the case of Ukuchas Alaner, if he's putting out the lamp because he doesn't want it to burst, or vala shemen oil psila hamuveves kvar, or on the oil or on the wick that was already once extinguished before, where he doesn't need it to like make the wick now, it's just that it shouldn't get ruined, which is brought on the flam and alva and beis. They're also in tzrich legufin. You don't need the thing itself. Meaning, shem mishkan lohayi kibui, because in the mishkan the whole thing of extinguishing is el lasas b'cham b'chibizeh was only to make it to cold by this extinguishing. U'misakna di kibizeh, and it was a corrective measure by doing the extinguishing. That's what makes it into a good wick. Sheirun l'malachas atzevin that could be used in that act of what the smith used it for. But the kibui kadei shaloi, but regarding the extinguishing of just not getting ruined, that you never had such a thing in the mishkan. And so to says Taisus, Vikiba Kadesh Allah Yakticha Samman Bishulim. Also putting out a call that the herbs that they did cook shouldn't get ruined. Maybe that you see that you do have a thing that something should be ruined and you find it in the Mishkan. Says Taisus, no, Lohay in the Mishkan, that was not in the Mishkan. Kizi here, Mahishullah Habis, Isha has been dead. They come very careful. And they never made the fight too big to have to put it out to make it less. And again, there's Katimalakash and Zuglagufa. Which also brought there in the Gemara earlier that when someone's demolishing something with the intention of rebuilding, also holds up a day, you're not going to be chayav. Why? Because the boyish is tzirich legufa. What does that mean? It has to be like it was in the Mishkan. Only, not if you're just doing it to make it bad. Only if it's to make it better than it was in the first place. Only if the later building, what you demolish, what you're building later is even better than the first one. Like we explained over there in that sugya, that we explained that it has to be even more than what it originally was, which actually, Mashallah actually point out, that's actually not the way Tais explained over there. But again, it's not the way it was done in the Mishkan. And so the Kadidu says, someone tears on mourning because of his dead person, which he brought later on of Kafayim Abbeis, or Sheva Kalim, Lamir Me'im Masai and Shade Abbeis, or he breaks vessels to instill fear in the household members, which also brought in the Gemara later on of Kafay. They're also in Tzuchim Lagufa. You don't need it for it itself, meaning, it's not like the way it was in the Mishkan. The Mishkan has a Kri L'tzech Tikkun Dabanikr, because in the Mishkan, the tearing was for to fix something that was torn. And that's unlike this case over here, which is not to fix anything, and if it's, again, it's not like it was in the Mishkan. Now, but that faces a lot of the question. That if it's true that it has to be exactly what was in the Mishkan, the Afrika of the Beitzah, although regarding the Malacha of Haitzah carrying out, we see he doesn't do exactly like it was in the Mishkan, because as we find in our sugya over here, it doesn't require with the hoe that it also has to be that you have to go ahead and make a plate and to fix it. Or you say a Torah like you regarding the carrying of the Sefer Torah, it's not, it does, when you're going out to read it, you don't also have to be that you're editing it. Although regarding the Malach Beitzah, what we learned off in the Mishkan was when the people took out their donations to bring it to Moshe Rabbeinu from Rishas Sayachad Rishas Ram. That was to fix it, meaning last minute the Mishkan became to make something out of the thing itself, to make the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and the vessels from it. So then why shouldn't it have to be exactly what was in the Mishkan, like we're saying regarding all the other things? And if not, it should be considered Malach Hashem Tzich Legufa. That takes explained because that's been the calculum. Like we were explaining regarding things that are destructive acts intrinsically, again, mechaba, like extinguishing the seisa, demolishing the kerei and tearing, that's when mistabra, the tzorach sheyam anas l'sakim v'mishkan. That's what we require to be considered as a productive malacha, which is what malacha intrinsically is. It's only if it's going to be with the intention of fixing it like exactly like it was in the Mishkan. But chishribi hamakakum, shikh l'guf, and therefore we're not going to consider the things that are destructive acts intrinsically necessary, until it's for the person and for the thing itself. In contrast to all other things, like we're saying mahetza, that it does not require also for the thing itself. Like we're saying, asugya, all you need is tzrich legufa and not legufa. Now, parenthetically, Teza asks, says, wait a second. Then bahadulai karulah legufa ulegufa, the nivitam regarding the mekalkalim, destructive acts, that it requires not only for the person, but the thing itself. So then why don't we call it malacha tzrich legufa ulegufa? So this is not keeping the bayit tarai. Then you need both. You need for the person and for the object. But chalal legufi, it's included in what we're saying melachat tzicha legufa for it itself, which is as it was done in the Mishka. I'm given marv sefer Torah and conscious like in our sugya where we differentiated those two terminologies gufa and gufa regarding the ho and the sefer Torah. Keeping the loy bayit legufi, since you don't need for it to be considered melacha, only that it should be for the person who's doing it. Because by the whole, you don't need that you have to make a plate for it. You don't need the same material that you could edit it. So it's not included in the thing itself. And since that it needs for it itself to be like the malacha that's in the Mishkan, like I explained, where there they would take out the donations to fix it. So therefore, we have to tell you specifically, in other words, by the other ones, we don't have to tell you gufa and gufa, because that is legufa. Here, we don't need legufa, so we have to tell you that by the whole, that no, you don't have to make it with a plate, like it was in the Mishkan, where they took it out to even fix the thing itself, and he was saying that, no, for even if it's only tzruf gufa and not legufa. But again, those other things that you need both, that is considered Trich legufay, you don't have to say gufay and gufa. Here, where you don't need both, that's where you differentiate in the terminology between gufay and gufa to tell you that you don't need legufa. Now, Rashi, the Pirish, now, this was all in Taisis' interpretation. But says Taisis, according to Rashi, that he explains that what is a malacha tzeir in the Trich legufay? Is zibrit tzayin lo hayse boilai. Not because of the Mishkan. It says the person would have preferred not to have this thing to have to do the malacha. And he didn't need it. All he wants is that it shouldn't be here. Not that he should be doing the productive act that he's doing. Come on, for example, it's Nachash, when he's capturing the snake. It's just that he doesn't want it to bite, but he doesn't want to capture the snake. Or when he's extinguishing a coal. He doesn't want to extinguish a coal. He just doesn't want that the poly shouldn't get harmed. It's not that he would want it, that then he could do the malacha. He would have wanted that it didn't set in the first place. And Mechayb Perik remember Malikit, so too in the Gemara, and the Laman Alvan Beis Pirish, he explains, when regarding Kachas al-Apsil, when he's extinguishing the flame because he wants to preserve the wick, Hamuhavis Kvar, which was already once previously extinguished, that he says, De'in Tzich L'Gubba, that's considered when you're extinguishing it now, that you don't need it for itself, Bisham De'in Tzach L'Gibbezeh, doesn't need the extinguishing, because the only way it is if you need it so that it's going to light better, but there's already once previously extinguished, it already lights better. And actually, Be'emelech Huber Ma'ilim, had it never been lit in the first place, Havanichle would have preferred it. Because the Hayav Chasala, since he's concerned for it, he is but tfei, the more of it that is around, Havanichle Ba'i would have preferred it better. So if again, that's another case where Rashi says, consider Malacha Shadzich Lugufa. And that says, Taisa Kasha, difficult. Misay Samanas Libnais Kamay Betchil, in the case of when you're demolishing something. With the intention of rebuilding it as it was in the beginning, or in the case of a Kareh B'chamase, when you're tearing out of anger, because you want to instill fear in your household members. There you do need the situation. You need it. And he wants this situation to have been over here. Well, let's say when you're demolishing with the intention of rebuilding as it originally was. Had it never been there, he could never have had the material to build anew it. And so too, when he's tearing it to make his family members scared, had it never been there, he could never have instilled fear. So therefore, that's difficult. And Rashi, what is that considered malacha shenzich legufa? And says Tais Ve'enlam, but don't say over there it's considered Enzuch Legufa. Because Dulay Nichele Shit Tzarach Lemimah Misi, he would have preferred that he doesn't have to come to a situation where he hasn't still fear in his family. And therefore that would be considered, like what Rashi's interpretation, you can't say that, says Tais. Because in Kenneth, that would be the case, Mappas, Mursa, Las Lapeh, when you're popping a pimple, to make an opening for it, Yehei Potter, there you should be exempt, because that should be considered Melach Hashem Tzarach Legufa. Why? Because the Betzayna Hoy Shlohi Mursa Ba'ilam, he would have preferred had it never been a pimple in the first place, and yet still we see that he is going to be chav. He's going to be considered malacha tzich legufa. So to v'chein kireya yiriya. So to when one is tearing a curtain, shenavol badurna, that a worm fell in it. The almanas lived for with the intention of restitching it, which was the case in the Mishkan that we consider as the malacha of kireya. Why? Why is that considered kireya? Why is that malacha tzich legufa? The bitzayinay l'hoyin nevuba. If it was according to the way he would have wanted the world to be, then it would never have had the worm in the first place. So to stitching a torn garment is the same idea. If it would have been the way he would have, the life according to Shlomi, would have been that it was never torn in the first place. And still you see going to be chayv and the consumer of Hashem Legufa. Therefore, says Taisus, you have to say like the way I said it, is that it's not the way it was done in the Mishkan, not that you would not have wanted it, because that's not enough a criteria for all the cases that we find. So Taisus brought from the Ri, the malacha shenzich legufa is when you do malacha and you don't need it as it was done in the Mishkan. Mason Neri gives a whole list of different cases that we find. Shimon says he's going to be potter, and why that's exactly what the reason interpretation of malacha shenzich legufa. But it brings from Rashi, malacha shenzich legufa is that you don't need that intended purpose. Rather, you would have preferred it never happened in the first place. And that plays an S on interpretation, and therefore maintain the way the Ri said. The next says the master begins with the words of the Gemara, which belongs on the next daf on Amud Beis, which as the Divine Maskel says, Shaykh Amud Beis, it says, God, greater is the dignity of a person. Shadechas lesses are retired that it overrides the negative prohibition of the Torah. So he's going to explain, well, why don't we say the same thing regarding Tiltla Muktza? That is, the Gemara brings because of Kavad Abiyas, they didn't say it's forbidden to carry out to a Kamalas. And you're allowed to carry the dead person from a private domain to a Kamalas. So it says, Tesha Karsh Labin Tam, it's difficult to have been in Tam. Because the Gabi tilts regarding moving of a mukta item, Davi Sudrabun, that's also a rabbinic prohibition, like Sharin or Shukabri, so you don't let you move a dead person because it's the dignity of the dead person, LLD Kikore Tinnik, only with a loaf of bread or a child on top. Because I'm pregnant, I'm leaking like the Gemara previously said, and so to Perikira, nothing to give him a vase. And so tell you, Vishnu, what you could say is the Shani Tilka, moving of a Mukta is different. Because the Eshag, they kick right in. It's possible through a law for a child. But Kachle, too, Benyachad, never didn't permit it in any different way. But here, where it's not possible any other way, they permitted it straight up, the Isra Jabbanan, because of Kavod HaBrias.